Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to, well, let's announce it before it's announced, but my last actual podcast episode because I'm basically going to move it to, I'm basically going to move on to YouTube and start doing YouTube videos. Something I've always wanted to, I've wanted to do it for like 5 or 6 years, never really had the confidence to do it, which is why this podcast. Was kind of a bit of a test the waters just to get my confidence up and get me speaking. I still get red faced when I talk. I mean, it's just not gonna go away. But I basically I'm gonna be doing my videos aren't gonna be these like crazy. Oh my God, 1 million subscribers gets me this on Fortnite. Like, no, you fuck off. I'm not doing anything like that. It's basically just gonna be doing what I've been doing on here, dissecting pop culture, just expressing my opinion on things. Basically, what any other person on YouTube is, it's nothing new, all right? I'm not doing anything that's going to break boundaries or anything. It's literally just something I want to do. And just have a bit of fun with it, really. But this episode, so this one, as it's going to be my last one, I thought I was originally going to do a, well, like a Christmas sort of special one where I dissect like my favorite Christmas films and do what everybody else is doing. But instead of that, I'm gonna do what everybody also what everybody else is doing and basically talking about the best, well, the best stuff that's happened this year in 2021 for me personally, anyway. So basically going over my, my favorite games, that I've played, favorite films, what I liked, didn't like. And same with TV shows as well. I haven't watched that much TV this year, really. I never do watch a lot of TV, and there's never anything good on anymore. But yeah, no, I just wanted to go over a few bits and bobs just to finish the year off, finish the podcast off strong. These will always be here, until someone turns around to me and basically rips me apart, and then I'll get really, really upset and probably just delete them all. Because there's knobheads everywhere, isn't there? Let's be honest. So, really, what I want to do. Sorry, I was grabbing my PlayStation 5 controller. Let's go over. Well, I don't know what to go over first, actually. Let's go over gaming since I've got my PlayStation on. See, this is going to be a lot easier when I've got my videos because I can have it running in the background. You can say it's ill prepared. I could say fuck off. Basically, you know by now if you listen to these, there's no structure to them at all. It's just me gabbing on for about half an hour. But gaming, so gaming in 2021. Well, where to begin? We've got the first. It's been the first full year, of the PS5. I got my PS5 on release date. Again, like everybody, pretty disappointed with the starting lineup. Not really much to play in ways of, oh, let's spend X amount on a games console to get this. The best game I've played, one of the best original games I've played was Astro's Playroom. That was really good. Again, it was, I see him as a glorified tech demo. Not, it would have been great if it was a proper game. But we'll get to that, we'll get to that. But this year in general, just gaming wise, there's been I've gone I think I've done a lot of backtracking, getting to some games done that, I might have been a bit behind on. So there's a few on here where, there's Spider-Man Miles Morales, there's I played through because I got the Ultimate Edition of that, I played through Spider-Man again. I actually got some really cracking vehicle photography photos from that game. They're on my Twitter, by the way, if you want to see it. I personally think they're awesome. I think I did a really good job. But no, a couple of games. So I think the biggest achievement of the year goes all the way back in January. And I was playing a little game known to you may have heard of it called Star Wars Battlefront 2. Could have been in the news every now and once in a while the past few years. I wonder why. Lovely year there. But the crowning achievement of the year, I'd say for gaming wise, was I actually platinumed Star Wars Battlefront 2. Now, if anybody's played this game, you know how much of a grind this game is. I think this is my longest platinum. I think it's taken me the best. It took me the best part of, well, I think it's 3 years it took me. Yeah, I mean, I was playing it on and off for 3 years, but it got to, I think it got to the back end of 2020. I was like, oh, for whatever reason, the progression doesn't seem as bad. They've tweaked, they must have tweaked it or something. I thought, oh, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And there was the couple of other trophies in there, like the 50 dual torpedo ones. The one that everyone seems to have a problem with is destroying a hero ship with starfighters, a starfighter assault or whatever. And that class, I had never found that a problem. Basically, just right place, right time. But just any time you see a hero ship, no matter which side you're on, you just go for them. And 9 times out of 10, I found I got the killing shot on that. So it didn't actually take me that long to get that. Obviously, the rank 50 was the big grind on that. But yeah, Battlefront 2, getting the platinum on that. I was really impressed with myself with that, to be honest. And then, yeah, and this year as well, my platinums have gone up so much this year, because I've actually finally, and beforehand, I wasn't one of these gamers that, I am a trophy hunter, but I wouldn't go in for a quick platinum. I'd do the big games, you know, I would do all the, and see if I can get the big title platinums. Never go indie games, ever, unless it's like, and by indie games, I don't mean like your Concrete Genies, your Limbos, anything like that. I mean the indie, the bottom of the barrel sort of stuff, like Santa's Workshop I've just done. I mean, by God, I mean, and there was one called Pig D I've just recently done. I literally, you just held R1 for about, I think it was a minute, and it tops up this virtual piggy bank, and you know, it fills it up, and then you get a platinum. I'm like, yeah, great, thank you very much, you know. But I've been keeping an eye on my PSN profiles, and I thought, you know what, everyone else is doing it. I know people don't like the fact that some people have got a shit ton more gold trophies than bronze. I'm fine. I mean, my trophy count, as it stands, so as of the 22nd of December 2021, I'm level 455, 44% progression. We're set at 80 platinum trophies, 618 gold, 1,699 silver, and 6,280 bronze trophies, giving us a grand total of 8,677. Now, I have promised myself, and I've said to my fiance, I say, because we're getting married next year, getting married in November next year. So, I am going to have 10,000 trophies by then, and I'm going to have 100 platinums by then. That's the goal. All right, that's the big one. I mean, I've been collecting trophies since 2008. Yeah, I think back when Burnout Paradise was the game, it still is the game if you still catch me on the right day. One of the best games ever made, truly is. But that's where I want to be with my trophies. So throughout the year, I mean, there's been not many big ones I've been hitting. I mean, I was very I've already held off against Bugsnax. My fiance made me play that. I said made me. She actually tied me down and, you know, have my way with it. No, I'm fine. No, she likes that sort of thing. She plays on Switch. She's an Animal Crossing lover. Y'all. And Bugsnax was right up her street. I thought, oh, I'll play it. Yeah, it seems all right. It was a free game. I think it was PS Plus in January. That was a free game, or around that time. But I enjoyed it. I mean, I got a platinum out of it, and I really enjoyed it. It's a really stupid game, but just, it's really different, and that's what games are all about. Moving on to later in the year, with Resident Evil Village, I think between Resident Evil Village and, I think, oh, I'm sure there was another game this year. What is it, Planet Coaster? Planet Coaster is a, Resident Evil 8, I really enjoyed. No, I never completed 7. I actually was one of those people that got a PSVR and played Resident Evil 7. And I got halfway through and I just couldn't, the VR controls just wouldn't work for me. I haven't actually finished Resi 7. I know what happens, because obviously going into 8, I wanted to know what I was getting myself into. But 8 was brilliant. 8 felt like loads of different horror games put together. And I'm even surprised my brother hasn't played them. I mean, he loves Resident Evil. I don't know why he hasn't played it yet. But that I really enjoyed Resident Evil. Like, I'm moving on from Resident Evil. I mean, coming on to, I think obviously I think it's just been announced as PlayStation's Game of the Year on their blog. I think I saw that on my feed. But Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, what a fantastic action platformer. I mean, just that brought me back right to the old PS2 days of Ratchet and Clank. I haven't really liked any of the ones they did after the base of the. I only liked 1 and 2, actually. Ratchet and Clank 1 and 2 were the best. Hands down, they were fantastic. And they did this that weird remake, didn't they, on PS4. It's on the PS Plus collection. That was all right. But yeah, Rift Apart, I mean, that what a fantastic game to set off the new generation, and to looking forward to the future on that one, definitely. And then I'd say some little honorable mentions. So the games that I really enjoyed but just haven't made it. Chivalry 2 was funny. If you haven't played Chivalry 2, it basically think of a mixture of Skyrim, Battlefront, what other games? I don't know. I think those two just pop spring to mind straight away. I'm sure there's other games that are mixed in there. But those two games mixed around, and it's just chaos. I found that game so funny. And so aware of itself. I might actually get it again. I was on my way for a platinum on that, and I sort of chickened out because I think I traded it in to get something else. I can't remember what it was, but I might get that back. The Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts games, they're really buggy, but I really enjoy them. It's a very surprising, right? Obviously we had the Olympics this year. The Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 game. If anybody played that, I tell you what, it was a cracking sports game. It really was. It came out of absolutely nowhere, and those sorts of games are never on my radar ever. And I just thought, oh yeah, I'll play it. I think it was placed. Was it on play? I think it was it PlayStation. Now it was on, wasn't it? And it was on there. I was just like, I did the football first. And that was great. Then I did the rugby, and then I got obsessed. The tennis in that is so good. So like, seriously, even if you're not, it took me back. I know it's not motion control, but it took me back to playing Wii Sports. The tennis is so well done in that game. I could have played a whole game of that. It was so good. But yeah, moving on from our weird infatuation with the Olympic Games, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. So I originally started. I actually got that when it first came out. Didn't like it at all. Hated it actually, and then it got the PS5 update, and then obviously it's gone down in price. I think I picked it up for like 15 quid on PS5, which I thought was a bargain. I sat down and played it properly, and I really enjoyed it this time. I really got into it. I'm really looking forward to the next. I think they're doing the next one anyway. Biggest disappointment of the year. That's pretty easy. The long-awaited and delayed Biomutant finally came out this year. And I really like the look of it, just from the fact that it was open world. You had all these weird creatures. Where it was like a the mechanical things with the guns and everything. It was like an RPG as well. Oh, it looked really good, and I played it. And what a pile of shit! Like seriously, what was the delay for? What were they doing? I mean, the narrate. I've never been in a game where the narrator literally narrated everything. I st stood on a blade of grass and he narrated it. You know. And I played 2 or 3 hours, so I gave it a good try. I always give games a few hours. If they haven't got me by a few hours, you can sod off. You're supposed to grip me in those opening hours. I'm not having any of this. Oh yeah, but it gets good, and you know, it gets good after the end game. You know, basically, great example is the first Destiny. First Destiny, I played the first. I mean, I got to level 20, I think it is in that game. And it's like, oh yeah, it's all about the end game and the grind. Like, nah, I've just played it for a few hours, and if that's it, nah, I'm not doing that. Destiny 2, on the other hand, was really good. I really enjoyed Destiny. I played so many hours of Destiny 2. Destiny 2, I played the campaign. I really liked the campaign. I loved the levels. And then doing all the grinding afterwards, and you know, doing the PvP matches and everything. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was really good. You know, I won't mind jumping. I've not played it for over a year. But I mean, they're still bringing out content for it, and I'd like to come back in. But yeah, Biomutant, big disappointment. And then there's all the other little games in between. So we've got, I mean, Hot Wheels Unleashed. That wasn't bad. I've got a 58% trophy count on that. Not a bad racing game. It was a bit too slippy-sidey for me. All the tracks were basically the same. I think they had three or four tracks that were either shortened or lengthened, depending on what the race was and everything. And stuff like that just bores me. And then, obviously, FIFA 22, I played... I'm not playing FIFA anymore. It's not happening. Total bullshit. I'm sure you've heard this all before from other people, but I tell you what, you cannot tell me that game is rigged. I know I'm good at FIFA. Damn right. And I will also admit, I get annoyed when people beat me, but at the same time, there are people that are going to be better than me out there. I do not lose 10 matches in a row online. I don't. It just does not happen. I don't care. I should have got away, and some of them, the passing, I can make an old goddamn podcast on how bad FIFA is, but I'm not going to, because the best thing about games like that, and the best way to beat them is not talk about it, so I'm not going to talk about it. So no FIFA, it's not happening. A few others, I really liked House Flipper, that's an old one, just going through, Far Cry 6, I actually forgot that, you know, funny enough, I platinumed it. When did I platinum it? October. That's the 24th of October. So that's the best part of 2 months ago. And I can't even remember playing the game. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Loved Far Cry 6. It started out where I thought, oh my God, this is too big. There's too much to do. I don't know if I can do it. Bit like Assassin's Creed, Valhalla. I've tried that game 2 times. Played 6 hours both times. You know, continuous save, and I was like, nah, it's just too long and too big. They're getting ridiculous now. Odyssey, I only just managed to do it. Platinumed everything, you know, got everything. I did the same with was it Origins? Origins was really good. Still big. Origins and Odyssey were really good, but Valhalla's it gets to a point where it's like, nah, that's ridiculous. It's just too big. But yeah, no. A couple of other ones. I mean, I found some. Oh yeah, just looking at my trophy list now, I found some. I didn't know this actually. They are Bible games. That I didn't know they were Bible games until they had these weird biblical scriptures at the end of them. They're these shitty little arcade games. Breakthrough Gaming Arcade. So you get yourselves on the PSN store. I don't know if they're on the Xbox store. But they were like 80p each. Some of them were really easy platinums, which is why I got them. Others were like, no, nah, you can jog on. I'm not doing that. Another surprise at the end. I liked Vanguard, and I've actually just got rid of Battlefield. Now, at Battlefield, I'm on 54% of the trophies. I've got a lot of trophies for Battlefield. But I got rid of I'll get it again in 2 or 3 years. They need to sort it out. It's just not Battlefield. Anybody who's played Battlefield before and has played the recent one knows what I'm talking about. Destructive environments are gone. There's no scoreboard. I know that might not mean a lot to people, but there's no scobber. There's no in-game voice chat, I believe. Or you've got to be in a certain party and have certain settings set to actually talk to one another. And in a multiplayer only game, that seems like, well, what are you doing? But I've had some good moments on that. I've had some amazing moments on that. I've had where the tornadoes come in and I'm fighting and guns are blazing and tanks are going off. It's just for sheer spectacle, it beats Call of Duty. But I think Call of Duty's got it. I did enjoy Vanguard. I did go back to both of them this year. Not this year, sorry. I'd go back to both of them in general over the next year. I think Call of Duty needs to do an Assassin's Creed job where they're not bringing them out every year. It needs to be every other year. Just so we can get that. They don't feel grand anymore, the Call of Duty games. I remember when Modern Warfare 2 came out, and it was no, we're talking about 10, 12, whenever that game, about 12 years ago, I think. When that came out, it was a big deal. It was huge, absolutely huge. And coming on to just the last bit of the gaming for my year, we picked up the VR again. It's sort of gathering dust at the moment again, just because, but I've gone through so many games on it. Astrobot Rescue Mission, I really enjoyed. I actually almost broke my PSVR because the last boss on the challenge mode, the hit detection wasn't working for me. And I kept getting hit, and you've not got to lose a life or not get a hit or whatever it was. And I had to put it down for 2 or 3 months because, well, I think I actually broke the back of my PSVR on that. So, yeah, there you go. There's rage gaming for you guys. But on top of that, one of my favourite, a bit of a disappointing ending, but the Exorcist Legion VR, the first level in that when you're in the church. I've just done a whole video on the Exorcist 3, and you know how much I totally, bum that game to death. But, sorry, Phil, but the game got the feeling so right, and the mood and the atmosphere so right, and it was just like, oh my God, I'm there. I'm actually in an Exorcist movie. This is crazy. That's, you know, I've got the Paranormal Activity VR one actually, but I need someone else in the house with me. I can't play it on my own. I did the Exorcist that one time on my own a few months ago, broad daylight, like, middle of the day, and it still shit me up. So no. And I'm not. He's a scare guy, but that's basically it for the year. So at the moment, I mean, I'm finishing. I'll be finishing the year on, I think Planet Coaster, which is a weird one because I got it back early this year. I got it, played a bit. I was like, yeah, it's all right. And then my brother started playing it. He had it on PS4, and I thought, oh, actually, I wouldn't mind playing that again. I picked it up. It was on the store, half price on PS Plus, half price. I thought, well, actually, yeah, I'll get that, and I can't put it down. I absolutely love it. So, got some of my backlog done. The amount of trophies I've got, well, especially platinum trophies in the past 2 or 3 months has been mad. But gaming wise, Planet Coaster, Chivalry 2, Ratchet and Clank, Resident Evil 8. I ain't got a game of the year that stands out. But those three or four there, those are my games of the year easily. I mean, next year was spoiled rotten. I mean, I think it's going to be God of War. I can't remember. Is Spider-Man out next year or the year after? I hope it's next year. God, that just the Spider-Man games. Just you can cream over them any time, can you? Can't you? They're just so good. I mean, I actually found myself that I downloaded the old Spider-Man game, the remaster even. I just downloaded it. I mean, I've fully done it. I've just downloaded just so I can have a swing around, especially with No Way Home being out. I thought, oh yeah, and they brought some new, and Insomniac did some new suits. So, yeah. But that's my gaming. That's my game for 2021. So moving on, let's talk movies. Let's talk the creme de la creme of the movies. So this year, we're still in the pandemic. I don't care what people say. We're not coming to the end. We're in it. End of. So, the first few months of the year, you can actually go to the cinema, which is a damn shame because King Kong vs. Godzilla, or Kong vs. Godzilla, was an absolute spectacle. And the fighting in that and just the effects in that, I just thought it was just a big, dumb movie that it's everything an action film is supposed to be, a la car Michael Bay. So Michael Bay goes to bed at night dreaming of making films like this because they're actually good. And seeing that in IMAX would have been fantastic. I didn't get the opportunity to do that, and I'm a bit gutted about that. That would have been the highlight of me, for movie wise, if I went to go see that at the in IMAX. So I haven't really been to the cinema. There hasn't been a lot of new content out movie wise. I'm not going to talk about the Eternals. I'm not going to talk about Shang-Chi. The Eternals were shit. I don't care which way you paint it. Shang-Chi was a Saturday morning cartoon stretched out to a 2.5 hour Marvel movie. It was all right. It's as much as I can say, it was okay. I mean, Kong v Godzilla at the top there. The Conjuring 3, liked it at first. But the more I've watched it. I mean, I've watched it since, but the more I think about it, the more I think it's, well, that was stupid. I mean, they all are, but that was really stupid. And what else have we had? I mean, Dune was good. Dune was a surprise. Dune, I didn't actually, I wasn't fussed about Dune at all. And it was my fiance that was like, oh no, really want to go see it. I was like, oh yeah, fine, we'll go see it. And I'm thinking to myself, God, it's like 2.5 hours, this film, I really don't care. Came out like, that's, it's the best, it's the best shot film I've ever seen. That was fucking amazing. The cinematography in that was fucking fantastic. It was just amazing. So yeah, Dune was, I'm so glad they're doing a part two with that. They're gonna be great to watch back to. I'm looking forward to watching it again. Venom, I liked. Venom was, plausible. It was all right. It was, serviceable. It's not doing anything different. Obviously, the big one the past few weeks has been Spider-Man: No Way Home. A lot of it'll be a lot of people's film of the year. It's not the film of the year. Don't know how many one which one of you. It was amazing. You can excuse the Spidey pun there, but it wasn't amazing, but it was very good. All right, in my review for my Letterboxd, I called it it remind, if anybody watched the 90s Fox Spider-Man show, the animated show, you'll know what I'm on about. To me, it was exactly like that. It was a cinematic version of that show, all rolled into one, and I loved it. It was very well done. Clunky at times. I liked the emotional punch at the end, but yeah, it was a good film. Not film of the year. I mean, normally I'd be a connoisseur and saying, oh yes, Dune was the, I'd hold in a glass of wine and saying Dune was the film of the year and whatever, but no, I went old fashioned this year. Kong v Godzilla was just, it was just a rout. It was just so good. And that was my pick of the film of the year. However, something came out on Netflix. Because when you talk about television now, you've already got to say streaming. More people are streaming things than watching actual TV. Which I want to very briefly say, WandaVision, all the Marvel MCU Phase 4 stuff. Yeah, good. WandaVision and Loki were the highlights. Falcon and Winter Soldier and Hawkeye at the moment. Yeah, all right. They're fine. But yeah, sorry. No, Netflix. Something came out this year. And I saw the trailer, and then I didn't watch it. And I saw the trailer again. I was like, "Oh yeah, I need to watch that." And it's a little show called Midnight Mass. Now I was debating doing a full podcast episode on this. Midnight Mass was the best thing I've seen on TV for a very long time. Like 40. I'll say streaming as well. So I'll say streaming. Best streaming. Anything that I could have picked out to watch this year. I mean, you can cut a line straight and be as symmetrical as you want with why I like Kong v Godzilla as opposed to Midnight Mass, and how different they both are. That's a whole, I could write a bloody essay on on comparing and contrasting those two. That's taking you back to A-level media there, guys. But the Midnight Mass was so fucking good. If you haven't seen it, I don't care that it's Christmas. Creep yourself out. Question your faith. Ask those life questions of yourself, because Midnight Mass is there to push you along and try and get you to think about those questions. And down to everything, I mean, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but it's basically down to a vampire. But the way it's the religion comes into it, and then you've got this town, and then you've got this backstory, this guy who, like, what happens to him? That's not even near the end. You're like, oh my God, you can't do that to him. We've got two episodes left. What are you doing? People who've seen it will know what I mean. So well shot, so well acted. The screenplay is just, oh, it's so good that, I mean, I think, is it Mike Flanagan that director? I think he's the same guy who did Doctor Sleep. A lot of people don't like because he draws things. I just like, no, it was perfect for this. Absolutely perfect. If I could pick out anything to watch that you haven't watched this year, if someone said to me, right, you've got Kong v Godzilla, you've got Midnight Mass, you've got to pick one. The other ones, I'd pick Midnight Mass. So I'm not allowed to pick it overall, just because obviously it's that streaming. It's not a film. It's a TV, it's a series. So it's got like 8 or 9 hours, whatever it is. Because some of the episodes are long. Some of the episodes are over an hour long. So it's got time to build on that. I mean, You don't need time to build a monkey fighting a fat lizard. You know, that's on Gatorade or something. It's very American. I've never had Gatorade in my life. I don't know what it is. I think it's a lemonade in it. I don't know. But yeah, no, it's, you know, Midnight Mass and Kong v. Godzilla are standout moments of the year, most definitely. So that's basically my wrap-up of what I've been playing, what I've been watching. I mean, the only thing I can say is I'm getting into my... I've got a really unhealthy obsession at the moment where I've all of a sudden got into my Lego building. And I don't know where it's come from. I know this is a bit out of left field for out of nowhere, so please bear with me. But I just wanted to touch on, because I might do slight... It sounds really nerdy, but like review of Lego sets. And I've never noticed how deep the culture of Lego is. I'm like, there's people out there like... They worship this plastic brick. Not just the one, obviously. There's, you know. But like, I've got some of the things I picked up for Christmas. I'm not going to spoil them here. But there's some really big sets that I got. And I don't know what else I've got for Christmas. Don't know what Santa Claus is bringing me. I hope that's the actual Santa Claus, not fucking Tim Allen coming out the door. Yes, it's a bad film. I don't want to hear it. You know what I'm on about. But no, I'm really getting into that. But I just want to end everything on here by saying a thank you to anyone who's listened. There are a few people that have listened and gave me feedback and said, you know, it's really nice to hear you're doing something like this. But it's a new chapter next year, and I'm pushing 30 next year. So I'm finally getting to that age where I'm like, I don't care. I think that's what you're supposed to do anyway. I don't know. I've never been 30 before, but it's time to get these things that I've always wanted to do and do them. I'm going to go film my follow-up video. So I'm going to put a little thing together just to hype things up. To the 4 or 5 people that are actually listening, thank you very much. but it's been a pleasure, and you're basically going to see my face now. I mean, that's the big deal, isn't it? You're going to see my face and see my arms wave around and have no structure to videos whatsoever, just like these podcasts. Woo. But yeah, no, thanks very much, guys. And I will see you in the new year. Ciao.